Lecture 1. Hinduism in the World and the World of Hinduism.
Hinduism is the dominant religion of India. We might think this is a fairly simple, fairly straightforward, and uncontroversial statement. After all, about 85% of the over 1 billion persons living in India are known to the world as Hindus. And anyone with the faintest cultural literacy knows that Hinduism is, by any measure, one of the world's great religions. But by the end of this lecture, I hope to have convinced you that this apparently simple factual statement is far more complex and problematic than it might seem on first glance. The difficulties arise when we carefully examine the principal terms of this thesis: Hinduism, religion, and India. So before we begin our exploration of Hinduism proper, it is wise to reflect on exactly what these terms mean and be aware of how they fit and perhaps do not fit the realities they are intended to name. Hinduism, religion, and India. Let us first observe that these are not the words from indigenous languages of India. Each of these concepts is a linguistic construction that emerges historically from the vocabularies of people outside of that land. And often these outsiders sought to conquer and subdue the land and its inhabitants. The fact that these are not indigenous concepts should at least give us pause for reflection. The fact that they arise from national powers with colonial interests may make us downright suspicious. What makes these concepts problematic is that each of them suggests a uniformity and consistency that does not really apply to the reality they name. Consequently, these words may lead us to assume homogeneity and unity where there is none. When we begin to study Hinduism, religion, and India, we must accustom ourselves to diversity, discontinuity, and difference. Too hastily applying these words by presuming that they mean the same things to Indians as they do to Westerners may lead us astray by preventing us from seeing something essential about the nature of our subject. We'll look at each of these three notions in turn to see why this is true. What we in the Western world call Hinduism has not been called by this name for most of its history, and only recently have Indians themselves begun to use this word. The words Hindu and Hinduism are of Persian origin from around the 12th century of the current era, and as such are originally alien to India. The word Hindu initially meant Indian and was not intended specifically to designate Indian religion. Its meaning has since changed profoundly over time, as not all Indians are Hindu today. As strange as it may sound, most Hindus do not think of themselves as practicing something called Hinduism. The phrase that most closely approximates what Westerners call Hinduism is Sanatana Dharma, which might be translated as eternal religion. But even this translation is not completely satisfying, because the word religion, as it is used in the West, is not a wholly adequate equivalent to the word Dharma. The indigenous languages of India lack a word for what we in the West call religion. Rather than viewing themselves as participants of a religion called Hinduism, most Hindus see themselves as devotees of a particular god or goddess, such as Shiva, Vishnu, or Durga, or as members of a particular religious community dedicated to a specific deity. Devotion to a specific god, rather than to a religion called Hinduism, is symbolized by the forehead markings called tilaks, which are frequently one of the first things Westerners think of when they hear the name Hindu. For instance, persons who worship the god Shiva might indicate their allegiance with white horizontal stripes across the forehead. Devotees of Vishnu might make thin vertical markings to designate the object of their faith. Because Hindus understand themselves primarily as followers of Shiva or Vishnu, to use only two examples, it might be better to think of Hinduism not as a single religion, but as a family of religions. But why use the word Hindu or Hinduism at all? In the last several years, some scholars have argued that there is actually no such thing as Hinduism. Because of the great complexity and diversity of religious practices in India, many have wondered whether there is anything of sufficient commonality to warrant using the word Hinduism.